And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxar. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a great guest for you this morning. Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge is here. We're going to be talking some fishing here, and there certainly is around, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. Great timing today. Fish are biting. Things are happening. Always walking up to the headquarters and seeing no boats at the dock at the landings is always a sign that there's some fishing going on.
And you know what's great? It's here. We are just sharing info. We all got out this week and got go fishing, and it was a classic week of bluefin tuna fishing, shall we say, right?
Totally.
And we have the man, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge. Good morning, Ali.
How are you guys?
Great to have you. And, man, so you were just saying what a difference a day makes, right? Tell us about your day on Wednesday.
Oh, man, we had a killer day. And Ricky's laughing, but he's actually crying. We went out Wednesday. We heard that the fish were kind of showing up, and there was some fish to be caught. So we ran out west around the 43 area there, and, man, we were greeted with enormous schools of bluefin. I mean, like acres and acres and acres. And it was just killer early season fishing. We saw breezer after breezer after breezer and just slide into the breezer and throw a popper or throw a bait at them, and they responded like they were supposed to most of the time.
They wanted to bite.
They wanted to bite, yeah. And then in the middle of the day, you know, they kind of acted like bluefin. We'd get in the middle of these giant spots and couldn't get a bite to save your life. You literally see the fish swimming next to the boat and couldn't get a bite. And then the afternoon, it came up and foamed, and everybody was
so cool.
And Ricky knows what I'm talking about. The sun's going down, everybody's gone. There's like four or five boats out there, and it was just miles and miles and miles of foamers. I mean, so cool and so good to see.
And what grade of fish?
Everything from a lot of the 20-pound to 40-pound stuff, but if you threw a bigger lure or on the flat falls, we caught a lot bigger fish that were all like... About half of our fish were maybe 25, and the other half were like 50 to 60.
Sweet. Oh, my God. That's so awesome. Perfect.
Okay, so then you just couldn't get enough of that, so you went back out on Thursday. And what happened Thursday?
I did not go Thursday.
Oh,
I was smart.
Go.
I told a friend of mine named Rick Maxa where we fished and how great it was and what we saw, and him and a few other buddies headed out that way. How'd it go, Ricky?
So Neil fished Wednesday and then again on Thursday. And the Wednesday report was like, as Ollie described, better than Ollie described. As good as that sounds, he said it was that. And you know, screw it, I'm going again, man. Took the day off of work, loaded the, you know, came back so late, let's meet, we'll get fuel, yada, yada, yada. And that fish just did exactly what bluefin do, and it just vanished. Now, the fish didn't vanish, but what vanished, in at least in Neil's mind, you know, for being there both days, was that he said it was like a 70-30 mix of, like, the 50-60 pounders and then the 20 pounders. That 20-pound fish was still around, but just not approachable, not willing to bite. We never had a fish boil up on a piece of chum that we threw. It was just a different. It was bluefin.
It's a bluefin.
I mean,
it's not. It didn't disappear. It's still there.
Yeah, not.
It just didn't want to bite.
A lot of
right?
it. A lot of it disappeared.
Oh, it disappeared.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Okay, so you didn't even see it.
Well, as I said, we saw the 30% that was left over. We saw the 30, the 70 that wasn't. And you know, we expanded, you know, 40 miles worth of up and down and east and west from where it was less than 24 hours before, and it did what bluefin do. What it did, we don't know. Where it went, we don't know. But
that was Thursday. Yeah. Same thing yesterday, from what I heard from the guys, right?
A little bit better yesterday.
A little bit better, yeah.
Like, but I'll say that at the end of the day, what we saw was that stuff was running west. It wasn't marshing.
Right.
It was running to the west. So I think it's pretty typical a lot of times when they get up here, especially if they skip the inner banks, like they didn't go to the 302. There's no fish on 371 other than a random. They just scatter. And it takes them a while to find out, okay, here's where the groceries are. Here's the living room. Okay, here's where I'm going to go to bed at. Like,
sure.
They kind of got to get oriented, and I think that's what we're seeing. They'll bust out in every direction, and somehow they know to meet back up on those classic
spots. But there's such a huge spread of fish. I was on the American Angler on Thursday.
Yeah,
I did
you
a
were
day
what?
And a half on the American Angler. We were in a totally different area. We were
100 miles south of
us. 70 miles south down off of Ensenada, which is probably 100 miles
from us.
Were,
and,
yeah.
and I heard there was fish from there all the way.
And it was a bigger grade of fish. It was 80 to 200 pounders down there. But again, they were there the day before, bit full speed limits, easy for everybody. Well, we got 9 fish for 20 hours of effort on the American Angler. Good. Captain Brian Kiyohara and the crew on the American Angler, what a great boat. What a great crew, man. They worked so hard, and great group of anglers, 28 guys. I mean, it was tough fish and great weather. I mean, we couldn't complain about the weather, but it was certainly doing the bluefin thing, right?
Yeah.
So, but the good news is, such a spread of fish, right? You've got
the big
grade down south. You've got that kind of moderate grade kind of out west. And who knows what's in between, right?
25 to 60 pounders, at least for sport boat fishing, is the most perfect size of fish you could hope for. Just that they're user-friendly and they don't create as many, you know, heartbreaks, and they're a lot more catchable. And if you can mix that with some standout trophies to go along with it, that is the most ideal scenario for that kind of fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather catch little ones or big ones. The in-between ones, when we got to catch them on a sardine, like 125-pounder on a sardine, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, on a private boat, you're going to be sitting there watching your buddy, you know, a 40-pound or something. You can watch your buddy pull on that thing for an hour and a half. Yeah. Give me some fun size, and then when they want to eat the flyer,
That's so true.
Everything in the middle is like a lot of work.
And we saw a lot of that on the American Angler where, you know, guys just weren't getting bid, and so they drop down to 50-pound and hook a 150-pounder and pull on it for an hour and then a heartbreak, right?
And
right?
Yeah, and you got to sit there and watch the guy the whole time. Yeah. It's just like, I'd rather, like, a big or small.
Crazy. We were on a meter mark in the morning, I'm going to say from dawn, 5:35, till finally Brian was pulling his hair out. We just finally left at noon or something like that. There was so much fish under the boat. So much fish under the boat. And you see it, and it's there. Once in a while, we'd get a bite, maybe once in a while. But it was just finally, it's like, we got to go.
Yeah, if that doesn't just describe bluefin, what does?
It's just totally,
yeah.
But you know, the good news is it's here.
Oh, totally.
It's time to go fishing. And one thing I got to throw a plug in for one of our mutual sponsors, AFTCO, which I know is a big sponsor of BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge. I wore the Reaper for the first time offshore. Is that the most perfect piece of clothing for fishing ever?
It's the best hoodie ever.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome.
So warm, waterproof. You know, when the guy's, like, raining bait on the back deck and, you know, everybody's getting covered, you just put that hood over, man, you're covered.
No, it's like, makes great stuff.
That Reaper.
Great. Best people in the business.
If you don't have a Reaper, get one for your next fishing trip. It's pretty awesome, for sure. So, Ollie, tell us what's been going on with Local Knowledge, BD Outdoors, Bloody Decks, the whole thing.
We're just digging out like everybody else, getting excited to see things go back to normal, you know, and like, I don't know, back to the normal world somewhat. It's been kind of a weird year for everybody, especially in our business, you know, like COVID hits and everybody's terrified and they don't know what to do and all that. And then you turn around and Ricky will tell you this. And you're selling tackle faster than you ever could, you know, and it was hard to even get guys on boats because of all the protocols and all that. And like, I don't know, man, things are just starting to get back to normal. We got a new season of Local Knowledge started first week of April. So we're running the show right now on Discovery Channel. It'll be on tomorrow morning. Yeah, at 7 a.m. You can watch it online. And then we've got...
Where do you watch it online?
You can watch it online. Just go to localknowledge.tv or go to our YouTube channel or go
it's
to our
everywhere.
Social media. Yeah, right. We're not like the old TV model. We want you to see it. We don't care where you watch it.
Yeah.
So
current episodes are there. You don't have to wait 6 months for the episodes to be up.
It goes online at the same... If you've got Roku or Amazon Fire or Apple TV, just go in your app store and look up Local Knowledge, and it's there.
You guys did such a good job with that. I mean, literally anything that gets on the internet damn near, you can find that TV show.
That's
really cool.
Totally the goal, from your TV to your phone to your computer, you know, sitting home on your entertainment center. The cool thing, too, is if a lot of us have 4K TVs, right, but there's nothing to watch in 4K. But if you open up the YouTube app and you watch Local Knowledge, it's true 4K.
That's cool. Really?
It's a whole different show. I mean, we use all those badass red cameras and all that stuff. And you don't get to see it on TV because it's only HD. But if you watch it digital through your TV, our apps will do 4K. And then also the YouTube app is super easy as well. You can find anything on there. It comes in full 4K. It's beautiful. The underwater stuff and seeing those fish in 4K is just so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
I got to say, I don't watch a lot of fishing TV anymore. It's just kind of
– me either.
I'm kind of over it. But – I watch Local Knowledge. It's a great show. It
really
caters to what we do. You guys, you and Rush are such a perfect team together, and the kind of the mix of that East Coast, West Coast thing. It's really well produced, underwater shots. Everything about it is really well done.
Thanks, Pete. You guys have been so supportive from day one, but we're super proud of it, man. I mean, who would have thought the Bloody Decks crew would put out a, you know.
I know.
I mean, I really feel there's not many guys that are doing it at the level that we're doing it in terms of the production quality. And, you know, we put a lot of work and a lot of love into it, and hopefully it shows.
So what's the secret? What's the deal? Why are you doing such a great job?
Young,
with this TV
talented
show?
Crew.
Yeah.
Not us. Me and Rush are just monkeys. It's the guys behind the scenes that you don't see. The guys in the water, the guys flying the drones, producing the show. That's Mikey and Ben and Jimbo. And we've got just a really good crew of talented guys. And that's kind of how we got to doing the shows. We did some videos for clients and stuff like that. We went to PEI, made a kill. And I'm like, holy crap, this stuff is really good quality.
Yeah.
You know? And we started to dig into it a little bit. Man, we feel like we could do this better than, you know, most people are doing it. And let's see what happens. And we're fortunate enough to have a few sponsors believe in us and pulled some resources. And next thing you know, you got a TV show.
That's one thing that you've always done a really good job on, of like a recognizing talent. And then, well, man, if somebody's not scooping this guy up, I am. Whether it be the show or any of the things you've been involved with, like, you surround yourself with the right people, it's going to be successful.
100%. Humans are what make the world go round. You got to treat them right. You know, you got to be very genuine. We treat our people really, really good. We pay everybody really good. You'll never hear somebody say that we stiffed them for anything or anything like that. Like, we know how to take care of people, and we like good people around us, and you surround yourself with good people, just like Ricky said, good stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, it's any good business.
So what can we look forward to with, can you give us a little preview of what's coming?
Yeah, for the rest of the summer, you know, it's been weird, man. We've had some shoots lined up for months and months and months that we just couldn't make happen. So we've had to be super flexible this year. Like, we did Guatemala. I think that show just ran last weekend. And I was like, that was in the middle of COVID. I mean, it was, a little sketchy, you know, like, are we going to be able to get back in? And our big fear was going down there was like, okay, what if I catch it?
Yeah, are we all going to get it?
Am I going to die in Guatemala or, you know, be very, very sick? That was not something we were looking forward to. But we juggled it a bunch, and we've done all of our East Coast stuff. So we fished a bunch with Rush out there and some friends on the East Coast. And now it's time to come home. So we'll probably do a travel show or two. We're going to go down to La Paz. I think, Pete, you know, we keep a boat down there. Jason and I and a buddy have got a boat down there. So we're going to film, try and get a couple episodes out of La Paz.
Sweet.
And show a little bit more than the Striped Marlin Dorado show that you've always seen down there. There's so many great fisheries in that area, and they've really been biting well. Like, we want to go catch a big rooster fish, right? We want to go catch a big cubera. We love catching those deep water groupers. And so, like, and we know where to get them in La Paz. My good buddy down there, Chris Jones, is, you know, grew up down there. And that'll be a lot of fun. So that's going to be our next shoot in June. The boys are coming into town actually on Monday, so we're going to do, I don't know if that bluefin shows back up, we'll go out and try to film it. But you have a Thursday out there with a film crew, it gets expensive quick. So
yeah, they better bite.
That's just it, man. And there's some days when you can't do any wrong, and we're done at noon, and there's some shows where it's like, it's a three-day grind because you can't catch a calico.
Sure.
That's the thing with Florida is, like, Florida is so much more consistent.
Yeah.
It's just...
Is it? It's like
100%.
You can pretty count on it. 100%.
Like, I'll tell anybody this all day long. I try to be unbiased with all the different fisheries. The fishing in Florida is so much better than it is here.
But wait a minute. They don't have 300-pound bluefin.
They do not. But let me finish. The weather in Florida sucks.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, when it's flat, it's probably one of the best fisheries anywhere, but it's not flat very often, and a lot of times the weather...
Even in the summer?
In the summer it is, but it's so hot.
It's
you can't
so
breathe,
hot.
Man.
Bugs,
and
hot.
Yeah, and the fish don't even like it. But we've got the weather, and we've got the big fish right now, right now. So, but, I mean, here, you know, in the middle of winter, you go out in December, try and catch a 20-pound fish.
Yeah. Of any kind.
Of any kind, really. I mean, we all know what we're doing for the most part, and I would have zero confidence in doing that. You go out to Florida any single day of the year.
Any day.
You can go get a nice big fish.
And in multiple species, too, right?
Inshore, offshore, you know, in between shore, whatever, bottom fishing. It's just they have a more consistent fishery, but it's harder to get out to the fish.
Yeah.
We do not have that consistency. We're dictated a lot more by conditions here, I feel like.
Sure.
Just like what we saw the other day. You know, the conditions are right. We've got fish everywhere. The conditions aren't. You're going to have one of those days.
Yeah.
You know, but it's... If you haven't checked out that fishery as a Southern California guy, go do it. Give Rush a call down there in Key West. Just call.
Does he guide?
He does. Yeah, he's guiding every day. He's just got a brand new 34 CV with triple Mercury's just showed up this week.
Nice.
So if you want to take a ride on a really nice boat and fish with a dude that knows what he's doing, he's the guy. But, I mean, we'll be on the anchor catching bottom fish, and a sailfish will swim to the boat. That doesn't
work.
It happens. You know what I mean? Like, oh, crap, there's some tunas. We'll just show up to the boat. Like, that's the difference in their fishery, and it's shallower. It's just there's a great fishery there, and the bottom fishing, I mean, old rock cod here, it would blow his mind. Like, we get on these bottom bites with groupers and snappers where you're in 100 feet of water, and every pilcher that hits the bottom is bit as fast as it can hit the bottom.
Wow.
It's just great. I love it.
That's so
I love it. We all think, growing up here on the West Coast, that they're all running around in Columbia shirts, you know, smoking cigars and casting to permit on the flats. And
I'm still certain that's the case.
Dude, I'm telling you, and that's exactly – and they think we're all black socks, flat brimmer, deck boot, you know, casting a 17-foot rod at Barracuda. Like, that's their impression of us.
Well, it's still true.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kidding.
There's some facts behind all this. But it's just open your perspective a little bit, man. Go see that stuff.
So cool.
The bottom fishing. That's all I want to do. I want to catch mutton snappers. I want to catch groupers. It's so awesome. And there's a little bit of a sword fishery over there, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to learn how to do it, these guys do it every day, and they catch them every day.
Yeah.
Where's a better place to go get that knowledge?
Right,
go fish with the Stanzics. Go fish with some of those guys. Rush is a great sword fisherman. You know, you can learn a lot in one trip and really broaden your horizons.
Yeah. Well, so that's good that you guys can be a resource for kind of hooking people up with the Keys and
been great. People, like, he's the ambassador for the Keys. I try to be the ambassador for the West Coast.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's cool.
We both love where we live, and we both love to fish in each other's backyards.
Sure, that's awesome.
Man, like, there's just, it's so cool to be able to do both. So cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. I still want to investigate this Guatemala, the Casa Vieja Lodge. I see the pictures of that. I want to hear more about that. But we've got a lot of show here for you today on Let's Talk Hookup.
You're not kidding. Lots that you want to investigate, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. So much great info today, too. It was such good fishing, both from our long-range and local feet. Lots of great reports today, lots to look forward to, and we look forward to hearing from you. Also, if you want to join us, you can text to the show. New option to Let's Talk Hookup, hugely popular. The text to show is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your Android or your iPhone device. Just download Let's Talk Hookup, and you'll be able to text the show. We've already got a lot of great texts coming through. We'll continue to read them throughout the show. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Not only are we talking fishing with Ali this morning, we are giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a 1 full year membership to fishdope.com. We talk about it every week here on Let's Talk Hookup. The benefits of that, the information, the resources, the weather reports, the water temperatures, what's going on, where it's going on, and how it's compiled. And you're going to get a 1 year free membership if you're the lucky caller at the end of the show today. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Stateless Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Again, if you want to get on the action, talk to Ali, 213-432-1090.
Yeah. Hey, open right now. You get a chance to get a one-year membership to fishdope.com. Fishdope.com, what a great resource. You guys are just doing such a great job with that.
That has been the bright spot in COVID. Yeah. More guys fishing, and it's been very, very good for the fishdope business for sure. And, you know, we're still providing that same value that we have from day one, and we don't lose members. Guys are stoked. It's a, you know, it's a no-brainer once you get in there and try it for like $15 a month.
It's,
you know?
And it's a resource that you can use 7/24.
Yeah, no.
Any time of the year, wherever you're fishing, it doesn't matter where you're fishing Catalina Island or where you're fishing down off Ensenada.
That's the idea, man. Just give you a really good snapshot of what's going on and the tools that you need to find fish, and it works.
And it's updated frequently, too.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day when it's right and in the season and it's happening. I mean, there's like a mid-morning and then an afternoon and a wrap-up. I mean, it really gives you an idea of what's going on.
I often marvel at how Danny gets all this information. Where the heck does he get it? Because a lot of guys don't talk, right?
He's got the knack, man.
Yeah.
He's made some relationships and models. You know, it's no secret. Like, if you help us out with a little bit of info, next time you need to fill a trip, we've got an audience and we'll help you fill the trips.
Yeah.
You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Sure.
Just like you would do sharing information with your buddies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same sort of thing. And yeah, Danny's on it, man. He lives it. It takes a special kind of dude to want to be on the phone that much and talking to all those people, but he does a great job.
On the radio, on the phone, he's on it constantly.
Yep.
So I mean, I'll sometimes call him with stuff. He goes, oh, yeah, I already have that.
Yeah, same here.
Right?
Same
but here. Don't hesitate to call him because you share information with you, he's going to share it with you.
And that's the cool thing is as we've gotten bigger with Fishdope, we have more members reporting in. Like, we've got a network of private boats out there that are out there telling us what they're seeing, what's going on, and we're sharing that information with our audience for the betterment of everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUP now. You get $20 off a new membership. But today, one lucky caller is going to win a full year membership to fishdope.com just for calling in this morning at that great number, 213-432-1090. Adam or Andrew standing by there to take your phone calls, and we'll put you in the rotation and get you going. So this is hard to believe, Ricky. It's just a couple weeks away. Our first 2021 San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast is Saturday, May 29th at Encinitas Ford, and it's your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one to any available trip in 2022 to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka.
Wow.
So now,
how cool.
I communicated with Seth this year. I said, hey, you want to plug open spots for this year? And he says, we have no open spots this year. We are 100% sold out.
Get out of here.
For the entire season. I said, Seth, has that ever happened before? He says, no, it's unprecedented.
Get out of here.
But, you know, COVID, people want to travel.
Sure.
And the word's out, man. Kingfisher Charters is the place. So
those guys were so impressive that they pulled the trip off last year in June when COVID was still at the height of things. And those guys, in the first week of, like, everybody opening up and trying to figure out how to navigate through COVID, in the first week, they were doing a better job than a lot of people still are today. Like, they just really, that whole operation is so streamlined. Like, they just figure stuff out.
They figure the stuff
They're
out,
really
yeah.
Good.
Well, you have a chance to win a trip for one in 2022 to Kingfisher Charters at our great remote at Encinitas Ford. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great 4-6-pack boat at Adana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to give away another set of AFCO and Hydrus foul weather gear, the best foul weather gear
stuff
in the world. That's like an $800 outfit there. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, going to be lots of giveaways just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and we'll see you Saturday, May 29th. That's Memorial Day weekend. At Encinitas Ford, Mark Wheeler is going to be there. Owain Cotto from CCA is going to be there. He's going to be our guest. That's going to be a great show. Corner Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas.
That's going to be fun. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Ali. Let's get things started and talk to John. He's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. And I have two questions for Ali. One is, can you talk about the boat that you like to fish off San Diego that is featured in your program? And then the second question is, talk about your spotter planes. Do you have a network of planes that fly, or do you have just one that goes up and looks around, or how often do they go, and when does that start up?
Some good questions.
Yeah, good questions, John. So the boat that I've been fishing on for the last almost 3 years now is a 34-foot CV, and it's a machine. It's just, I was never sure if a center console would really work here, especially a big Florida-style one. And with some refinements to the bait mm-hmm. system, really, that's all we kind of had to tweak. And then, of course, we laid things out the way we like. It has just been, it's changed the game. I mean, you're
what's
buying
so
time.
Cool about that CV? Besides
the Seakeeper?
Well, the Seakeeper, yeah, that's right. You have a Seakeeper, which is like, that's a game changer.
I know you'll say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be on a boat that doesn't have a Seakeeper.
Anybody that's ever had a boat or been on a boat with a Seakeeper will never boat without it.
I am not in my 20s anymore, and when I get off of that boat at the end of the day, I feel like I've been fishing on a yacht and not on a center console. Yeah. And granted, it's a big center console, but still, you're like, it just, the things it does for your body, and that's like the game right now, you know, as you're getting close to 50, is like, okay, how much longer can I keep doing this? What can I do to make sure I'm still good for next year? But the speed, you know, we had our Innovator, which is one of the baddest boats ever built on this coast. I love that boat. I always will. It went 22 knots, 21 knots. And the CV, you know, we generally run around like 35 knots. If the weather's nice, we're running 40 knots.
Wow.
So you figure that, equate that to time on a 70-mile run, you know, in the Innovator, it might take us 3.5 hours. And in the CV, it takes us 2. And so I'm a busy dude. I don't have a ton of time to fish. I don't get to fish every day, and it just gives me more time to fish. I got somebody, Ricky calls me on the radio and says, dude, they're biting here, and it's 20 miles away. Not that big a deal. You just pick up and move.
You hit one of the biggest things on the head is that fish that you like, that I know that you really are so passionate about, that big bluefin. Let's be realistic. Do we catch it closer to home sometimes? Sure. But the reality is that fish lives at San Clemente Island. And on the backside, sometimes halfway or all the way up the island, that fish is 70 miles to 90 miles from home every day. And that's a long way to go. And that boat gives you the ability to get there. And yours was one of the first, I mean, you know, obviously not the only, but yours was certainly one of the very first boats of that style to come out here. And now you're really watching the shift this year happen. All of the, you know, there's a lot of that style of boat, whether it be a CV
You have a 25 Parker, same kind of deal, right? I mean, you go fast and get there in a quick moment.
Sure, but like, I mean, even bigger still, too. Sure. You know, all that big boat, it's just, you know, you can see the advantage really happening now and watching the shift happen of that big boat come out here. I mean, just the ability to go that far, that fast, and still be comfortable is huge.
Yeah, I mean, the speed is what everybody talks about, but I was worried I'd be cold. I don't like being cold at all. I always like being behind a fly bridge or a pilot house, you know, and I'd see Ricky and these guys bundled up like the Morton's fishermen. You got to do that in an open boat.
Truth.
But you get into these bigger center consoles, and the console's so big, you're shielded from, I mean, dude, I'm not getting much wind on me at all, which was surprising, you know. And then the other thing is the fishability. We've been fortunate enough several times in the last few years to have 3 cows hanging at once. We had 4 going once last year, and I ran out of rods, or we would have hung another one.
Oh,
you know
my.
I mean? You know how many
they
of those?
They were biting.
How many of those we kill?
3.
3? 4. Yeah. Every one of them dies.
Wow.
There's no gear to hang up on. I put one guy in each corner of the bow. I started taking one of those Trident rod holders, like for kite fishing, and I put it in one of my front bow rod holders, and I let the guys drop the rail on that to rail rod on. So now, like, your pivot point is about as high as, like, your belly button or higher.
It's super comfy.
You're comfortable. You smash them. And they hold a ton of fish. I can hold like 200-300s in my fish box or about 400-150s under deck. I hit a button. My deck raises up. I slide them in there, pack them all in ice and cold water, and close. No kill bags. No nothing. So there's a lot of advantages besides just the speed. The fishability really is huge. And, you know, you're on a big diesel boat and you're up on the bridge like your boat, or you're a little removed from the action.
Yeah.
You know, I can just step to the side. I work the kite, let the guys mess the bait, whatever. But it really,
it's
just
like
works.
The difference when you're in Baja to fishing a ponga versus fishing a cruiser.
Yeah.
It's like when you're in a ponga, you're in the action.
You're
part
in the
of
action,
it.
Yeah, for
you're
sure.
You're part of the whole thing.
For
yeah.
sure.
So let's get back to the Sea Keeper. What size Sea Keeper do you have?
I have a Sea Keeper S3.
So it's all battery operated, right?
It is. It's all 12 volt.
You don't have a generator on the boat.
I could have an S2. They weren't available when I did this. My boat only weighs about like 13,000 pounds, 12,000 pounds. So I could totally have put an S2 in there. But the one thing we learned, because I also run that 37-foot CV, the blue boat, and we put one in there and we were on the fence. It's like, we're going up.
You
like,
got to go up.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that says I have too much Sea Keeper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like too much horsepower, too much beer. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so when in doubt, we sized up, and on both boats, it's just, it revolutionizes fishing. Wow. It really does.
Yeah, it does. And the cool thing is for boats like Rick's 25 Parker, they're available for that. I believe Sea Keeper 1 would be perfect in that boat.
Yep.
I mean, battery operated. Yeah, it's an expense, but if you know,
I'll tell you, it's
worth the investment if you can afford it.
If you're buying a new boat, it's like 10%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These boats aren't cheap. Like a 30-foot something boat, a Grady White or whatever, you're going to spend about $300,000, $400,000 on a new boat. You know what I mean? It's one more checkbox. Yeah. And if your payment was $1,000 a month, now it's $1,100. Check the box.
It just
changes everything. And you're going to get it back on the resale too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's definitely going to get, you're going to get more value for your boat because it is Sea Keeper equipped.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's find out what's biting down in the Baja this morning.
You got it. It's time for the Cast Tours Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, if you're all eating, got a couple of 300-pounders, you can slide those things right over to Fisherman's Processing, not deal with fish carcasses and everything else. Get your premium vacuum pack fillets back for you. They have fresh fish available too now with Fish Pros the Market. You can get smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and that famous tuna burger. Also, the amazing poke kit, totally dialed in, making poke at home with no effort at all. It's amazing. They're all open at their brand new Old Town Taylor Street location. For more details or for our orders online, check fishermansprocessing.com.
I was over there yesterday picking up my fish, and I got to tell you, that new facility, it is beautiful. And it's all state-of-the-art, and they have a great retail front where you can buy they had fresh white sea bass
right
there, too, and smoked salmon and smoked tuna. They had all the pokey mixins and spices and rubs. But the back where you can watch them do it, they have a glass window you can watch them fillet in. And they do such a good job. I always get pay a little extra and get the 5-mil bag. That makes such a nice difference. But the quality of their product at Fisherman's Processing, nobody compares.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive.
Pretty amazing.
Hey, well, let's talk to the cast, man. We got Richard Castaneda standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Ricky. Good morning. Good show today. And fishing is still pretty good down in Loretto. You know, we got back a little over a week ago, Pete, and it's about the same. Still a lot of sardinas there. Just amazing the amount of bait that's there. And the fish count is about the same when we were there. You know, they're still getting some nice quality fish, 20 to 25 pound on the average. We did hear of a 38 pounder this past week, and it was taken on a live mackerel. And of course, you know, Danny, our charter master down there, does such a good job in getting our boats together for our clients down in that Loretto area. But I mentioned last week, look for those Dorado this coming June, July, and August. I'm telling you, with that much bait and the sargasso grass already out there floating around, I think it's going to be a banner year for Dorado. So anybody who wants to catch Dorado, definitely Loretto this summer should be fantastic. Moving down to La Paz, the Cerralo Island area there, producing some mullet snapper, which is used to be a really, really good fishery years ago. Those fish would school up in April and May right there off of Cerralvo Island, and it was amazing to see the big, giant red spot in the water there with all these big mullet snapper, the pot of gold easel, they call them down there. And there was a pretty near record one caught that was about 40 pounds. And that's the size we used to get back in the day. But the spear fishermen went in there every year when they come in to spawn and have basically decimated that population. But a good and rare catch. Also, some wahoo were caught there off of Roca Montaña there at the southeast end of Serralvo Island. And, gosh, what a bunch of African pompano they caught this past week there. Just an incredible amount of African pompano has moved into the area. And moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, up in that San Luis, Yaman Bank area, that Vinorama area, still a few tuna. But everything is changing. The water color is getting better. The temperature is starting to rise. So look for those tuna to go off in those areas there in the next maybe week to 10 days. But
perfect timing for our Rancho Leonero trip there at the beginning of June.
Oh, yeah. I think you guys will be hitting it right again this coming June. So anyway, some really good fishing starting to really pick up now. And you know, anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, and also we've got that Tucanari Lodge here in Colombia in February. We're going to do that again this year, and I think I've got two spots left on that trip. But give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casstours.com. And boys, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Great job. Great report. Lots of good fishing to be had, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thanks, Cass, man. Cass. Hey, great text here, and certainly a question that I would ask, Ollie, from Robert King from Simi Valley says, what are those top three bucket list fish? Yeah, now, you get to fish all over the place now and super cool things thanks to local knowledge. What are the bucket list fish?
Yeah, what's left? What's left on the list?
Boy, that's a good one. Been fortunate to knock off a bunch. You know what? Top of the list is always going to be in your backyard, and it's something Ricky's done that I haven't. It's the surface swordfish. I mean, that's like, I feel like you can't really put that last pin in your Southern California hat until you've done that, you know? And you talk to guys like Lasley and Beak and those guys, like, oh, yeah, we had 9 or 10 together. Sure. Right? I think Grossbeck and Lasley have got like 18 or 19 together.
That's crazy.
And this is not the deep drop. This is the surface swordfish.
Very different animal. Yeah. We know how to catch them on the deep drop, the surface swordfish. And it's been 5, 6, 7 years ago, Jason and I did it. We baited 5 fish in one day on our Jihad, the Innovator. And first one we baited was 70 miles out, and the last one we baited was 11 miles out, the last one 8. And so an hour and a half in the dark, I mean, came by the boat, through the underwater lights, the whole thing, and Jason's literally leaning out with the flying gaff, and it had an 11-0 Mustad circle hook in its face for an hour and a half, and I could paint you a picture. It looks up at us, opens its mouth, shakes its head.
I didn't know that.
I could see the hook go.
Oh, and
it was the perfect, it was 150, 160, like perfect size to get the job done, you know what I mean? Oh, that one, I don't lose a lot of big fish. I'm really fortunate, you know. I'd rather not hook them on the wrong gear than hook them at all.
So surface swordfish, what's number two?
A big dogtooth tuna.
Ooh.
When we were in Australia, we hooked some giants, and we couldn't stop them.
You can't stop them. Because
like
they're shallow water,
pounds.
Right?
They're on the off the edge of the reef, but the first thing they do is they run for – they're kind of like a yellowtail in that they want to bust you off. But
how big are we talking? What's a big dog tooth?
250, 300. Dude, when we caught some smaller ones, and the aggressive hit is like you'll yell. At profanities, like it'll scare the S out of you.
Because they're so aggressive.
Hard. I've never seen another fish. We were trolling them on those DTX minnows from Nomad, trolling the edges. We get bit, and we had 45 pounds of drag at strike, and we had about 58.
45 pounds
at full. We'd let them run off at strike at first, and then you'd think they're tiring out. And, dude, I'm talking like blue marlin dumping line off a reel so fast, like a wahoo run, at 45 pounds of drag. And then you ratchet it up to like almost 60, and they accelerate.
Oh, my.
I've never seen a fish do that. I've never seen any fish. Just so powerful. They run themselves out a lot like a wahoo, and then the challenge is getting them to the boat before the sharks get them.
Uh-huh.
And we had that one, and we wore them out. Unfortunately, my buddy had just caught a 100-pound GT, and he was whipped.
He's toast.
And he did not want to hand that rod over. You know, and Damon from Nomad's like, hey, mate, you might want to, you know, pass the rod, because he's shot. And I'm like, hey, put me in, coach. Yeah, put me in. I'm ready. Know? And he was like me. I'd be stubborn. I wouldn't hand the rod over either, whatever. And the Sharks got it. And all we ended up getting back was a lure with a chunk of meat and a shark on it.
Oh, man.
For our efforts. It's just a killer fish.
Well, when we come back, we're going to take number three. So stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, you know, watching Big Bluefin and Lightline, nothing beats the Shimano Talica 16.
Perfect.
I'm telling you.
Perfect for flat falling right now to have a reel that's comfortable enough that fits in your hand. But if you do hook, you know, especially when you're doing what you just did, you're catching 70 and 80 pounders, but your flat fall gets swallowed by a 150, to have that extra line capacity that the 16 is going to provide, the gears, the torque, that is the reel to have.
Yeah. There were other guys on other reels, other manufacturers getting spooled. You're not going to spool that Talica 16.
Yeah, a little
first
extra line
of all,
is
yeah,
never a bad deal.
The extra line, you put the Power Pro on there, and you can crank up that drag. That drag is so smooth and so – and if you need it, you drop down to the low gear, you turn the handle, you get that fish on the boat. It's a key, Talica 16 from Shimano. Are you fishing bluefin right now? You got to have one in your arsenal.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Great fishing going on. And speaking of great fishing going on, let's go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear what's going on board the tribute.
You know what? Fishing's been pretty darn good here lately. Just a couple of bluefin so far for us here this morning. I actually just put a 50-pounder on as I was making the phone call. So really good sign of fish. Definitely a little crowded. You know, this nice weather, Saturday, it's starting to see boats offshore that we haven't seen here so far yet this year. But some very, very good fishing. We had Our overnight trips have been doing very, very well. We got in from one last night. We had 18 bluefin for our group. A lot of them were in the 50 to 60-pound range. One of those things, we started getting our best fishing about half an hour after it was time to go home. We were one of those things, all right, we'll finish pulling on this one, get going, and we hook another one, and we got in about 20 minutes before we were supposed to leave on last night's trip. But definitely worthwhile, very, very nice grade of fishing.
That's awesome.
We're seeing great sign here again this morning.
All right, so maybe later this afternoon. It's been an afternoon thing, right?
For the most part, afternoon, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning. There has been some good night bites here this morning. If you're, you know, kind of like we say, if you're in the right place, the right time, with the right jigs, and the right spot to fish, like, it can be pretty darn good, even at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it, they're there, right? They can bite at any time. So what's the schedule for the tribute out of Seaforth right now?
We have tomorrow night leaving. I think last time I looked, we had 7 spots left. So the trip is going to fill up. Well, fish just boiled right off the corner. That's always good.
Nice.
Sunday night, we also have a trip Tuesday night. Hard to see what's going to happen weather-wise Thursday and Friday, but tomorrow night through Thursday morning looks pretty nice. Like, get out here and maybe get in on some of this action. There has been some big ones, too. We were looking at spots. Poplars yesterday, we had fish anywhere from 15 pounds to 180 pounds swimming around the boat. You'd slide on spots, and you'd look back. You're trying to give, you know, your group the best idea possible what size fish they are. Everybody starts going in the water with their 30-pound, and then you see one of those things roll next to the boat, and you're like, oh, boy.
2 a.m. flat fall into daylight and then starting your fishing day doesn't equal a whole lot of sleep for the old Captain Mike. I think you guys are putting some serious hours in right now.
We've been fishing even on our overnight trips. We basically have a full rotating crew now. We started fishing this morning at 2:30.
Oh, my.
We cleared the jetty at 9:30. So it's a very unique day and age.
A long day. Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing on the tribute out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, how do we do it, Mike?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can always book through tributesportfishing.com or seaforthlanding.com. And I got to say, we have we're boiling right on the bow.
Sweet.
Our rental gear guys lately have just been killing it. Fish boiling up on the bow. We had I know I've talked about this lately. We had a group from Arizona yesterday. Straight rental gear from the landing, flat fall. The guy had 3 bluefin in the 50 to 60-pound range and just was beside himself. So it doesn't take an expert. Our landing has great rental gear. All you have to do is come down, get squared away with them, and hop on the boat.
There you
awesome.
Go. All right. Hey, Mike, tributesportfishing.com or seaforthlanding.com. I appreciate the call. As always, we sure appreciate all your reports you give us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks,
right.
Mike.
Appreciate that. All right. So now, we carried over through the break there. Number 3 on the list. We got the swordfish. We've got the big dogtooth tuna. Now what's number 3 on the list?
Oh, man, it would be probably a tie, and I hate to say that, but either an OPA or a big Napoleon ras.
Okay.
And it's probably the ras because the OPA, that's just a luck thing. Like, you can't go target OPA, so probably a big Napoleon ras. I want one of those pictures with that thing laying in my lap. I had a few very brief shots at them when I was fortunate enough to fish in Australia, and it was just like pop, pop, bite, broke off. That
wow.
I would just see a giant black mat come up off the bottom, and it was over.
Just you're fishing on the reef, and they
fishing
just
on the reef,
they
and
just,
like 8 or 10 feet of
them.
Water. They have to mess up for you to catch them.
Yeah,
I caught a real small one, but nothing right home about.
And they're not a fish that you're going to guarantee to get either, even on a big exotic trip like that, right?
Nope.
Like I always kind of, you know, people. It's like people's perception of long-range fishing. Oh, if I go on a long-range trip, I'm going to catch a 300-pounder. If I go to wherever, I'm going to catch this. Like, the thought is, oh, I go on this big exotic trip, I'm going to get one of those. And, I mean, I know talking to Hayward, you know, he was talking about guys that are, you know, oh, I've made 10 trips and I've got 2 and, you know, that kind of thing. Like, even if you go there, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, if you go to the place to catch one, which there's a handful of places, like the Seychelles, the Great Barrier Reef, what's the area Hayward went to, you know, down there with Sammy?
Is it Oman?
No, I can't remember the other area. Anyway, you know, it's all this Indonesian water, basically,
right.
And there's no guarantee. I mean, you'd almost guarantee you're going to hook one,
right.
You know, if you go
to
the right place. it's a freight train. I mean, if you've ever caught a big sheep's head, it's a ras, like a sheep's head. You know how hard a sheep, like we're cod fishing, you're like, analogy, oh, I got a yellow, I got a yellow, and then whoop, up bounces a 12-pound sheep's head. You're like, how did you do this? You know, okay, now make that 130 pounds.
That's a good 130, they get that big.
Oh, they're huge.
Wow.
They get really, I've heard that like in protected areas, they can get over 300 pounds.
Oh my.
Yeah.
But you'll never stop that thing.
Never. Cool. Ever, never. Because, I mean, if you know, if you can get them out there in 5,000 feet of water, no problem. Wait them out.
Yeah.
They're not, they don't live there.
They live in the reef.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Cool.
Well, hey, great list there. Phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Ali, so let's jump back into it.
Mike in Torrance is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What up, Mike? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Good. Good morning. Cool. Hey, I went on the Red Rooster last weekend, and they put out such an effort. We started fishing about 2 in the morning, 2:30, and we didn't really get into the fish until 11 the next night. So we fished all day hard. And the American Angler called us in. Thank you, Brian. We backed right up to them. We threw 30 scoops of bait, and we shared their school. And over four hours, we put 60 fish on the boat. So I can't say enough about the Red Rooster 3 and American Angler to help us out. And all the boats were there working together as a team. So just wanted to give that report.
What a cool day, Mike. That's awesome.
They weren't great big fish, but they were very tasty. I got a couple of 25-pounders, and I'm very satisfied, so thank you.
Nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, we had another great text come through. This one was regarding Sea Keeper. It says, Ollie, I want to know what your thoughts on the Sea Keeper are. Do you ever worry that it may prevent a finicky bite from sea bass or bluefin? And also, why do you guys think we haven't seen more local sport boats or six-pack charters adopt the Sea Keeper? Also, do you have any issues with power draw? And all those come from Todd Costa Mesa.
Hey, Todd, I can tell you for sure the bluefin don't mind. I mean, for sure. We get bit sometimes 15 feet off the side of the boat. We do just as well in a plunker bite as anybody. I think there is an advantage in that your boat's not rocking and slapping around. You know, if you were sea bass fishing on the anchor, your boat's not going to rock. You're not going to have your swim steps sloshing around and making all that noise. So I would assume it would probably help. When you're on the boat, you barely hear it. It's just a really low hum. Yeah. And mine is like literally directly under my seat. So it's not like it's buried in the hull of a 60-footer or something. So, no, I don't think that's a problem at all. Why have the bigger boats not adopted here, like sport boat-wise? I honestly can't tell you other than probably the expense. You know?
It's the expense and maintenance.
Yeah.
Because these guys are running
24 hours
27, 24, and the maintenance and the cost is just prohibitive.
Yeah, I mean, think we try to change our oil at 100 hours.
Yeah.
What's that for those guys? Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah.
Those motors never shut off. It's 4 days.
Unless it's a six-pack type of operation, I just never see it happening on a sport boat.
It'd be great. I mean, there's no question. There's no question.
I shouldn't say never, because maybe the technology will change.
Right.
You know, they get smaller and they get less maintenance.
And that doesn't mean that the maintenance on a Sea Keeper is high. It's just the demand that those boats put on it. And also on a boat like that, it's, you know, it's probably going to mean multiple units and its cost. And so now it's not just maintaining one, it's maintaining several. And yeah, I think it's just cost prohibitive. There's no doubt the technology would be fantastic.
It'd be unbelievable.
Man. Yeah. And if one guy did it, that's no question.
The sonar thing, like three boats had sonar for 1 year. The next boat, next year it was 15. The next year it was everybody.
Yeah,
that's
for
awesome.
Sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We'll find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.